Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, how are you? And welcome to the show. We're back again on this Saturday. We're coming to you live from Washington, D.C., where our daughter was honored today, and we'll talk about that a little bit later, but we enjoy you, and we are glad you are tuning in.
Yes, it really is a conversation between my wife and I and you, the listeners. You can join us by calling in 347-215-8305. Also, our chat room will be open during our entire show.
Okay, so today we wanted to focus our show on giving and what that truly means in our society.
Yes, and as you know, sometimes people do great things for other people, and it can sometimes be overlooked. Not that they are looking for applause or anything like that, but everyone wants to feel appreciated and know that their kindness is not taken for granted.
No, that's question. Right, baby, because nobody wants to feel like they're taken for granted. And also, have you ever felt like doing something for a cause or for a person you may know, but found yourself second-guessing the whole thing and saying to yourself, well, what difference will it make if I do it? Well, if you have, welcome to the group of us that has felt the same exact way.
No question. But you know what? What I say is we need, as a society, to move past those feelings and understand that there are many ways to give. It doesn't just have to be monetarily. You can give love, you can give trust, or maybe just a listening ear. So in this season of giving, let's all try to make a difference and help in someone in some way if we can.
We would like to congratulate today our 14-year-old daughter, Chantel, who was honored here today in Washington, D.C. She, to us, is the epitome of a young person that is making a difference. She will represent Metro Teen AIDS as their national youth ambassador, and she will bring much-needed awareness and education to youth throughout the country. And we talked about that on a couple of our shows, and the people that's tuned in before, I'm sure you recall, we were very honored to have her do this, and it was really exciting. We were also nervous because she's never spoken in front of a big crowd before, so today was really special, and she actually got up there, and she blew us away. She did very well, and we're just honored that she, you know, being 14, not just our daughter, and not that we're biased or anything, but her wanting to help other kids, just it means a lot to us, doesn't it, honey?
Yeah, I was trying to hold back tears. I told my wife as we were sitting behind her and we're watching her up there on stage and she's talking, she presented her spoken word and just talking to the kids and the people, and it was touching because to watch a young person try to reach out and touch their peers in a way that can ultimately hopefully change people's view of things and look at people with HIV and AIDS in a lighter realm and not like something is wrong with them. This is a disease that is affecting our nation, our world, our communities, and we need to do something about it. And to be 14 and try to do something about it, not just being our daughter, my hat goes off to you, Shannon.
Definitely, and if you guys could have seen the kids' faces, just all the different people out there in the crowd, and, you know, they stuck around and they listened. They really wanted to pay attention.
Yeah.
And bringing it to them from another kid, you know, their peer, somebody that's getting ready to embark on a music career, that she's doing the same things that any other kid would do. She's just a normal child. Her dad, you know, happened to play basketball, but that doesn't distinguish her or make her different than any other kid. So I think they can relate, you know, her age being around, you know, what theirs is. Everybody thinks, oh, my God, my parents, you know, they nag me all the time, and they did, parents just don't understand, but kids do. It's really exciting to see that they did respond to her, and it was just a wonderful thing. They had the Congresswoman, Eleanor Norton, in as well, and she spoke, and Shani, you know, her eyes welled up because she's so proud, and she has aspirations to do great things in life, and this was definitely a step in the right direction, and she's embarking on a lifelong, you know, community service type of career. So we have our 6-year-old son, and my husband said, you know, the other day that we're looking forward to him also coming up right behind Chantel and doing the same type of thing. So we're excited, and like I said, she's going to bring awareness and education to the youth throughout the country.
No question. And, you know, one other thing, baby, that I like to speak on is our visit to Metro Teen AIDS. And going there, and actually they have an area that is downstairs in Washington, D.C., that is just, it's awesome that they bring teens there who are infected with HIV and talk to them and counsel them, and just to sit down and hear some of the things that they've experienced, what they're going through, some of the young people and the young lives that they're touching. It was touching to us, and I think it was empowering to our daughter. And it really, I mean, getting ready to go to the event, I think that she got sparked up, and she was really excited after we were at Metro Teenage. What do you think?
I thought so too. And there was a girl there, you guys, that they talked about, everybody. Her name was Monica, and a couple of months ago, 3 months ago, I believe, Monica passed on. She died, and she told them at Metro Teenage that, I don't want to take the medication anymore. I'm just tired of fighting. So she did pass on, and if we could take like a 10-minute silence, or excuse me, not 10 minutes, but 10-second silence for Monica, we'd really appreciate that. So we're going to go silent for 10 seconds. And we thank you, and we'll pick back up with the show right about where we left off. And we would also like to honor another person. His name is Kevin Johnson. He's an ex-NBA star out of Sacramento, California, for his ongoing contributions to education and literacy. Kevin could have left the game of basketball and lived a good life with his money, but chose to return to his hometown and open an elementary school and a bookstore, amongst other businesses, to better the community. And it is truly an honor to also shine a light on Kevin today. If you want more information, my husband will give you a website to go to get more information on Kevin and all of his great endeavors.
Yes, Kevin. Kevin, his nonprofit organization is called St. Hope Corporation. I'm sure all of you who know basketball see Kevin from Cleveland and his wonderful days in Phoenix, but for him to go back and educate and, you know, promote literacy with the bookstore is an awesome thing. Always, you can Google Kevin at Google with Kevin Johnson, and you're going to pull up and you're just going to see the wonderful things that he's doing, from being a principal at his elementary school to just really trying to help the community. And personally, as a basketball player, and watching him go out and try to help people, it's just inspiring, because he could have, like my wife said, done a lot of different things after basketball with his time, with his money, but he's choosing to help people, help the youth. And again, my hat goes off to you, Kevin. I think that is fantastic and awesome. And when we run into you, we're going to give you a big hug for that one, no question.
And yes, we are. And if we got some callers on the line, if you want to join in right now and make any comments about Kevin or Chantel, the two people we chose today to honor for their giving. You know, this is the holiday season, and it's a time of giving. So everybody, you know, find it in your hearts to do something nice. It doesn't have to be monetary, cash, or anything like that. But if you got an extra coat or a pair of shoes or, you know, a sweatsuit or something that would keep someone warm. It's really cold, you know, here, especially here in D.C., and I know Seattle is freezing cold, honey. It was raining when we left, you guys, and, you know, an umbrella, anything, you know, everybody has something around their house that they haven't messed with in a few years, and they figure that, you know, I might use it one day, maybe you could share that with somebody else. And I know we got some callers here, so feel free to jump right in. You all are live online with us, and, you know, you can jump in the conversation at any time.
That reminds me, baby, of a commercial, and I know that you've probably seen it, and a lot of people have, that there's a gentleman on a bus, and you look at him, and you might not think that, you know, he kind of looks a little bit rough, and
that's
all of a
right.
sudden, an older lady gets on the bus, and he's sitting there, and he looks up at her, and then he kind of looks back down, and then he gets up and says, you know what, would you like my seat? And she sits down, and that's what we're talking about. We're
that's
just
right.
talking about giving of anything that you can, because that, I'm sure, made her day. Obviously, it was a commercial, but it's a commercial to inspire and raise a conversation with us so that we can think about doing these things on a day-to-day basis that might empower somebody else to do it. And before you know it, now the spider web is reaching out and touching so many people in so many places. So if you can, please, anything that you can do, help an old person across the street, lend a kind ear, give somebody some type of advice, and make it positive advice.
That's right. That's right. And this emphasis, again, once again, is on giving this holiday season 2007. And now, listen up. It's time for that sports segment. So we're going to lead right into that with the awesome, well, awful, actually, news. We'll start with
we'll
Ken
start
Griffey
with
Jr.
Ken Griffey.
Not Cameron Speed Jr.
He's from Seattle.
That's right. We're gonna start with the awful news of what happened to Barry Bonds, y'all. I had to joke with you for a minute, but we're taking it on a serious note. My husband's gonna go ahead and tell you his thoughts on this.
Yes, I really think that a lot of what's going on with Barry Bonds is totally a witch hunt. It's unfortunate that the Major League Baseball, I believe, is taking a stab at Barry when this is it's something that was going on long before him, and all of a sudden now he is the face of steroids, and I think that that's overshadowing his career, unfortunately, because the man is great. I would say that probably.
Nobody's guilty till proven, so they can say whatever they want, not to say that he is innocent or guilty, because we're not judge, jury, and executioner, but I do think he does deserve his day in court. What do you think?
I definitely agree with you 100%, baby, and I would say he's probably one of the 10 best baseball players of all time, and to all of a sudden his career be looked at that way just because of a steroid scandal and no one else is really getting focused on, I think is a tragedy. Question.
Definitely, and we say that everybody out there, you know, if you're a Barry Bonds fan or even if you aren't, you might want to tune into the news and look at the current events and see what they're saying about this great baseball player and the fact that steroids or not, I don't think that they help you to connect with that ball. I mean, I'm just a woman out here, but I really, you know, I don't think that it definitely can do that. I don't understand really, and I think that that's another show that we're going to focus on here coming up in the future is talking about steroids and stuff, because I know that one wrestler died, and they said he did have certain things in his system. So, you know, on that note, we want to talk about it to educate ourselves as well, so we understand all the ramifications of being on that. But it was a topic in sports that, you know, really touched me and Doug's heart on this trip, because we saw it announced and we were glued to the TV trying to find out what is going on, what's happening with all our people out here. So we're going to send a prayer out to him, and hopefully everything will work out with Barry Bonds.
What do you think about Isaiah Thomas and Stephon Marbury?
Wow.
About that.
Now, that right there, I would say, is definitely shocking. I know Isaiah, we know Isaiah personally, and me never have played for him because, see, I didn't play after college, you know, so I never got picked up by the NBA. But, you know, if I would have and I would have got to play for Isaiah, I know that he would have been the best coach I ever had during my 14-year career. But my husband was lucky enough to play for and alongside of Isaiah in practice and so on and so forth, and we know him as a human being, seriously, guys. And he is a great guy. Isaiah Thomas is definitely a stand-up type of man, so whatever happened, and I don't know Stephon personally, but I pray that that situation gets worked out as well, because New York is a good team waiting to emerge, I think, and they just need to get it together. What do you think, honey?
No question. I think that their payroll obviously is exorbitant because they are one of the highest payroll teams in the NBA, but I think that they have a wealth of talent that if Isaiah can reach them in some way and rally the troops, I think that they have a fantastic basketball team from Jamal Crawford, who is obviously from Seattle, so we're not going to be biased with Nate Robinson also. Both of them did go to Rainier Beach High School, I might add, baby. Mm-hmm. But I really hope that that situation gets remedied, because that is, he's already been through a whole lot with the off-season stuff, with the court case, and we'll see what happens. We'll follow that.
Yeah, our prayers are definitely with both of those guys.
One more is more on a little bit of a somber note is Tony Harris. And for those of you who don't know who Tony Harris is, he is from Seattle, Washington, so he's a local Seattleite and a great basketball player. He has played overseas professionally for many years. And November 5th, which has been a while now, he came up missing in Brazil. And no one really knows where he's at and what is wrong with him. And we hope that really the U.S. government can reach out and let's find Tony and hope that he's well. I know he has a baby on the way, and we just wish him the best and hope that all is well with him also.
Most definitely. He is from Seattle, and he actually played in Doug's summer leagues, everybody out there that's listening. And so I met him before as well, and I asked Doug, I said, honey, he's good. How come he's not in the NBA? And my husband said, I don't know. You know, sometimes good players is either overlooked or they just don't make it. There's just the timing's off or whatever, and it's unfortunate. He did play in Greece, they said, a few years, and then he came back and he wasn't going to go, and they bombarded him with phone calls. They really wanted him over there, and he went, and then his fiance said, or this is what we're reading, she said that he, you know, was really worried. He called and he was afraid and for his life and said he needed to come home or he would never come home. So for him to come up missing is really another sad story, especially around the holidays and with them expecting a baby. So we pray for him as well, and then we will jump right into the next topic of sports, which is definitely Boston and all the great things that they're doing out there.
Man,
the Boston Celtics, La La Land.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, the Boston Celtics are running through the NBA on a torrid pace. I don't know if it's going to be 82-0 or what it's going to be, but I really think that the way that they play basketball is the way that you're supposed to play basketball. And when, the way that I look at it is, the last time that you've seen Kevin Garnett out on the basketball floor and he had two players that were comparable to all-stars was Sam Cassell and Latrell Sprewell. They went to the Western Conference Finals. Now you put him back out on the floor with Ray Allen,
that's
the
right.
Boston Celtics, Paul Pierce, and all of a sudden they are 9-0. It's not
a coincidence.
No, it is not at all. I think that they are definitely going to be a team to be reckoned with, especially if their role players continue to step up and those guys, obviously, hoping barring injuries, can just stay out there on the basketball court. And I think that that's a hat that has to go off to Kevin Garnett, because that just shows him as a leader, him as a fantastic basketball player. And in a game of 21, I think he'd win.
Oh, most definitely. And we have a ton of callers on the line, and I'm glad you guys are just sitting back kind of checking out the show. Feel free to jump in the conversation. It's all about you, the listener, so you can get in with us anytime. And we don't know what we're talking about. Say, oh, you guys don't know what you're talking about. And tell us your side of the story or what your thoughts are on different situations.
No question.
Jackie?
Uh-huh.
Hey, this
hey.
Is Jill. And
how
I was at
you?
The center today where Shani spoke and performed.
Fantastic. Thank you.
And I also heard her CD playing in the background at the event this evening.
Oh, yes.
And I was extremely impressed with that, as well as her film on MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
And to be so young, she is so grounded and so down to earth, so authentic and so focused and disciplined. And I just want to applaud you guys as parents and also ask if you have any advice or guidance on how, you know, there's so many things competing for our kids' attention these days in the media, so much negativity, so much to make them grow up so quickly and focus on being promiscuous. And she is just so grounded in something so wholesome and beautiful. And I just wanted to applaud you and also ask if you had any advice for other parents.
I will let my husband start with that, and thank you so very much. And I will add one other thing. My husband homeschools them outside of some of the schooling that they get in the system. But lately, with all the school shootings and all the different things, like you mentioned, Jill, with all the bad stuff that's going on out there, we really have pulled them closer to home. But he talks to her a lot, and I'll let him tell you some of his advice, and then I'll follow up.
Yeah, I would say that first and foremost is communicating with your child, is trying to talk to them, and not so much from the standpoint of where they're just hearing you over and over again. I joke with her, I have fun with her, I play with her on her level as, you know, a kid and dancing and all that, just to so that we can touch each other in a different way, and that when we're talking, she understands that my dad is trying to talk to me and we're trying to communicate. And I just overemphasize communication and talking to them and really loving them up and letting them know that in this thing called life, you're not always going to do the right thing every single time. You're going to bump your head. You're going to make some mistakes. But you know what? You can come to me and you can talk to me about anything. If you can't talk to me, then you can talk to your mother. And that's where Jackie comes in. And they sit down and they talk also, and it makes things wonderful. And like we're saying, we're not always saying that it is perfect, because it is not. But as a family, we stay strong and we stay together and we continue to communicate all the time. And that's where I think when she gets out in front of people and I see her talking, and some people say that she's an old soul kind of because of the way that she talks and how she, you know, talks to people. It makes me proud, and I was saying earlier that I was holding back tears because I was just so pleased and proud of her as a young lady to watch her try to do something better for herself and ultimately all of her peers.
definitely. And I'd like to follow that up, too, with some parents are not together as a family or husband and wife or boyfriend and girlfriend. They're raising their children singly, and they're single parents. And I just want to take my hat off to all the women out there and all the men alike that is raising a child and making a difference and bringing their kids up the right way and giving them the morals and values that they need. It's not, it doesn't have to be mom and dad. It's great if it can be, but every situation is not going to be ideal like that. But it can be ideal with that one parent saying, I love you. You can be who you want to be, and I'm going to be behind you to be that. And if it means me sacrificing maybe some things that I want to do because I pretty much lived my life, maybe we'll do yours first and then come back and do mine, or we can compromise and do a little of yours and a little of mine. So I think, like my husband said, I'll emphasize communication, but definitely giving. And a lot of kids feel like parents don't understand. I get told that sometimes from Chantel. Oh, mothers and fathers don't understand. But now as she's, you know, becoming 14 and 15, she's grown out of that phase. So I'd say to all the ladies out there with the 12, 11, 10, even 13, you might go through a little bit of that, but you just have to hang in there and you have to keep telling them, I love you anyway. And I know that, you know, as a woman, you got hormones. You don't really want to talk to mommy. You blame mommy because you don't understand some of these things that's going on. But that's what I try to tell Chantel is I went through it too, so I'm a lot like you. And then I back off and I let her come to me. So that's what we would say. I'm sorry we gave you this long sermon, but
you know,
we're passionate about kids, and you have a beautiful daughter who is phenomenal herself, and Shani really, really looks up to Ashikai, and it brightened her day to see her, so I'm very happy that we're sharing in this dialogue today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Baby.
Yes.
I know you want to just continue on talking about kids.
I know, because we love them, and I look at Chantel as a little lady, and I'm with Douglas, our son, all the time, and I look at him as a little man, and we try to, at the same time, be role models and examples for them so that on a day-to-day, they're seeing things that are inspiring them. They see my wife constantly trying to better our family and work and diligently over and over again, and it's a beautiful thing that they aspire to be, and I try to set the same examples for them, so hopefully in the long run, they come out right.
That's right. That's right. And everybody out there, there's tons of callers on the line. If you just want to kind of sit back and relax and just listen, that's fine too. But feel free. Jump in anytime you want to. And I know there's something happening in college, basketball, football, something.
Well, you know, Ohio State got upset. Actually, it was last weekend. We didn't address it. But the number one team went down. Then the number two team went down in the Oregon Ducks. They lost their quarterback. So college football right now is in a bit of an uproar. So I would say that whoever's going to be the BCS champion is still going to be up in the air, but we're going to have to stay tuned to that one because, you know, I'm not a specialist. I watch it all the time, but I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to have to figure something out with that BCS, and hopefully our Huskies in Washington can get it together and get in there. I think Tyrone Willingham is on the right course. We just got to give him time, y'all.
Give him time. Well, you know, we wanted to also recommend some books to you guys, some books that we've read before and we think you guys might enjoy. And I will start with number one. And, of course, that book to me is our book, and we're not trying to sell it to you. We're actually just wanting you to understand that we offer a lot of different tips and advice and ideas on how we made our marriage work for 14 years and some of our ideals and values. And it's a wonderful read. And it's called No Ordinary Love. It's in the nonfiction section in Barnes & Noble, Borders. It's worldwide now, by the way, and it's sold out in Chile and Wales, so we're very excited about that. But, yeah, pick it up if you get a chance, and then my husband will tell you number two.
Number two would be Deepak Chopra, The Way of the Wizard. And for anybody who knows me, especially my ex-teammates in the locker room, they know that this is a book that I read before every single game.
Yes.
And they would joke with me and say, Doug, you are a very slow reader. This is about the 90th time that we see you reading this book. But it's a fantastic book.
Inspirational.
Yes, and it is in the self-help section. It's 20 spiritual lessons for creating the life that you want. And Deepak uses Merlin, for those of you who know Merlin, the ancient Western, and he talks about things that Merlin would use to help King Arthur, but he puts it in a modern twist for us so that while we're here, we can use something. And one of them would be, to be most fully alive, you have to be dead to the past. And that's something that he says in the book. And the book is, I think, touched my life and touched my wife at the same time when we were in Toronto. Toronto was the first time that we got the book, and when we read it, it was just mind-blowing. What do you say to that?
I say definitely. I can only definitely mimic what my husband just said. It was mind-blowing, woke us up to a lot of things. If you want to pick up something that's inspirational and has a real connect to modern-day society and what we're living and going through, definitely Deepak Chopra, The Way of the Wizard. And then thirdly, we have, which is a very extremely popular book that's out. It's been featured on Oprah Winfrey and everywhere. And it is called The Secret. And it is nonfiction. And I'll let my husband give you the description on that wonderful read as well.
Yes, The Secret is a lot of people that in our society today have got what they call The Secret. And that's the understanding of what is going on, what we need. This is one book that I guarantee you will improve your life in some way just by reading. It's going to help you in some way, whether that's inspirationally, whether that's showing you something that you can do on a day-to-day. It will definitely help you. I read it and I loved it. My wife gave it to me and it took me a few days, and all of a sudden I picked it up and I just couldn't put it down. I just kept going, and I love the book.
That's right. And then we have The Coldest Winter Ever. That's a fiction read, and my husband's best friend, one of his best friends, gave me the book some years ago, and I didn't put the book down. I read that book from front to back. It was just a fun little fiction book, but it was about about a girl growing up in New York City. That's one of our callers, and they're having a good time. And it's called The Coldest Winter Ever, once more, a fiction book by Sister Soja. If you guys out there like reading fiction reads, that's a good one to pick up. And then finally, we have A Measure of a Man. I will let him explain to you about that.
Yes, that is definitely a fantastic book. A Measure of a Man is about Sidney Poitier, and it really talks about his life and what he went through and how he became who he was, his morals, his values, how he never wavered. And I love the book also. That's a fantastic book.
We got to stop right there, honey. Was A Measure of a Man fiction or nonfiction?
That was nonfiction.
That's
all true story.
Now, do they talk about how to be a man, or is it more the measure of a man, meaning what being a man is?
I think A Measure of a Man is really describing him as a person. Once you read the book, you kind of, you know, you can relay some of his stories and his life, and you can see how he didn't compromise things. And I think that is the measure of a man, is not compromising yourself, but still being able to attain your goals in the long run.
Now, that's beautiful. And I just would have to say, you got to lead us into our romance section with that, because you're right. You don't compromise, especially in relationships. And that's something that we emphasize on our shows constantly, you guys. And that's, don't compromise your marriage, your relationship, your boyfriend and girlfriendship, nothing like that, for anything other than your mate.
No question. I would have to reiterate that. You put your wife first, and as far, or your mate, your girlfriend, whatever, and that is selflessness. It's trying to understand, you know, from their perspective what is going on and still being able to accomplish what it is that you guys want collectively. That is a huge thing. And the more that we understand it, it doesn't become maybe a painful thing that a lot of people try to make it out to be. It is something that is good and is special, and hopefully more people can do it.
That's right. It's beautiful. And I see we have a lot of callers on the line. So, like I said, hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Betty, and I just want to call and to congratulate you, Doug, and Chantel for the wonderful event that took place today in honoring your daughter as the National Youth Ambassador. And I thought it was excellent when you had the speaker, Congresswoman Eleanor Norton Holmes, present your daughter with an award. You had the mayor, Adrian Fenty, that did a proclamation for your daughter, which was so excellent. It was well-received. You had so many people from the community. You had HIV-positive young youth there. You had people from Children's Hospital, pediatrics, AIDS care, and they were in tears because they were so impressed with your daughter. She's only 14, but she was so well-read about HIV-AIDS awareness that the kids stood up and applauded her, because it seems like that there is so much stigma with a young youth that is HIV positive, and your daughter not being positive is taking the first step to let everybody know that these kids are kids.
That's right.
And they need help.
That's right.
And as a young youth, I mean, she is just opening doors for them, and she's going to be their spokesperson. And how the Source magazines and the media came out and just interviewed her, and she was just so well read about the HIV/AIDS awareness that she brought tears to the parents.
Thank you.
And they applauded her, and they applauded the guys for coming in to a community, which they call it high-risk community, bringing your knowledge, your awareness into the community. I thought it was so well. And I think we have a caller that is...
Yeah, he's outside, I think. And
yes.
Calling, that looks like it's Minnesota. So
yes.
That's wonderful. I'm really...
I'm just so
thank
proud
you
of you
so
guys.
Much for
I'm really... I mean, you had... the deputy director, you had the deputy director from Department of Health, HIV/AIDS Administration, you had celebrity singers, you had giveaways, and I thought it was so nice how you and your husband gave gift to these kids. And, I mean, just some of the parents were just in tears because the things that you were giving to the kids, and I think to sum it all up, that there was a youth that was HIV positive, and you guys gave from the heart. You gave him a
PlayStation
3.
Yeah.
And I thought that was so, so nice. And at the end, you gave our gift to everyone, the parents, the staff, the administration, even the health department and government official was so impressed with you, and they want you to come back. Howard University was there in full force with their kids, and, I mean, it was so well received.
Thank you.
So well received. And I commend you guys, and you did a... I hate to say that you did a hell of a job raising your child, and it was excellent. And, I mean, I want to continue working with you guys, I mean, because
you
made me proud. You really made me proud.
Well, you know, it's really touching to us that, you know, the kids came out, and like we said earlier in the show, that just seeing their faces and seeing the fact that they wanted to hear, and they were eating up the knowledge, and they were happy to be there and be a part of it. It's a Saturday afternoon going on, you know, event going on, and they could have been out playing in the yard or out with their friends, and they were at something to educate themselves, and it was actually a great cause. They were entertained by some fabulous artists in Cam Q and Marky and Mark McLaughlin, and I mean, it just was fantastic. Just the whole day is a day we won't forget.
I let my
husband reiterate how he felt when we walked in the room. I said, you had a really good time, didn't you? And
I
want to say this, though,
that's
because
right.
as youth always want to listen to someone their own age.
That's right.
When you guys spoke, every kid in that audience listened. They applauded you guys, and they came and asked you questions afterwards.
That's right.
Not because of your status, because they knew that someone cared, and that the Christie family is taking a step forward. As a family, you very seldom see that. You might see maybe one individual. When you have your daughter, your husband involved in this, I mean, it's just bringing the awareness. And I really applaud you guys, and you are doing, I hate to say this, a hell of a job. Excellent job.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Wow, that's touching and moving, huh, honey?
Yeah,
you say?
If we can just touch one kid, one person, that's what makes it all worth it. And when you
but Doug and Jackie did not touch one kid.
Oh,
you
no,
touched
we're
hundreds
trying to
of
touch
kids that day. Even adults, you even touched me.
Thank you, Betty. Thank you. And, you know, I don't know what to say other than we're honored. And Chantel, is she was going to be on tonight, and we decided to save her for a future show instead and let her rest because she wants to take it all in. And she said, you know, I'm really blessed, and I can't wait to start going around the country and bringing awareness and to hear that, you know, right here in the nation's capital that, you know, it's not in the school's, you know, education program and stuff like it could be. We're definitely going to start there. You know,
I don't want to keep talking about this, but it's just so much passion.
That's
because
right.
It's very rare that a 14-year-old young lady has been honored by Howard University.
That's
first time in history now.
Thank you very much.
And the proclamation from the mayor, that is excellent, as a youth ambassador.
Thank you.
And he was very, very impressed. Very impressed. Everyone was very impressed because you see a young lady up there, you think that she might make an error or might not say the right thing, but she was well-versed at every word she said.
And
well,
you know,
I
Betty,
like that.
She did that research on her own. That was the powerful thing.
That's
she
right.
took the time to sit down and read the books, and we talked during her homeschooling, and that was part of her curriculum, was to try to understand so that when she got up there, she knew what she was talking about. And that's what made us proud, is knowing that she takes it seriously. So when she does speak, she's speaking with education and intelligence.
And not only that, you guys, I want to also add that she's not going to bring it to the youth by yelling at them and telling them what they better do and better not do. She wants to bring it through her music, and she wants to bring it through performing and acting and doing all the normal things that any teen would want to do and strive to do and dream about doing. She's going to relate to them on their level so that they understand that you can have whatever you want in life if you are not already infected with the disease. Prevent yourself from getting infected. If you are, it's okay. I'm your friend. You can write me. You can call me. I have my, you know, website up on Metro Teen AIDS, Dear Chantel. Anything I can help you with, I'll be there for you. I'm a listening ear. You don't have to feel like everyone's, you know, saying go away.
Go away.
Don't have to be lonely as long as I'm the ambassador.
And
so,
also, too, and I like how your daughter is not actually lecturing their kids.
That's
she's
right.
She's talking to them, and she's listening.
That's
what they're asking for.
That's
and
right.
That's why I commend her, and the kids loved her. And I think I think it was so, there were a lot of HIV-positive kids there, but they felt so relieved. Because after the event, they came up to me, and they just held me and said, you know what, she is dynamite. She's fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, and I'm glad that
she's tuning in, listening, so she hears this, and I know it warms her heart. She's not going to say anything, though, because she called from a muted phone, but she's definitely listening.
And the kids were saying that one young man, after the end of the program, he had me in tears. He stated that, I just want to thank you so much for the Christies.
Wow.
And he said that here in our nation capital, we are ranked number one, and
that's
the
right.
youth in this in D.C. is so high among HIV positive. And for this young lady to come out here with her parents all this way to speak to us kids in a high-risk area, and that I can feel, he said, I can feel comfortably now. I can go on to live knowing that there are people like them that can be able to help me.
Right.
Because many a times I thought about giving up on life because there is no one to listen. You have the stigma, but when you have the Christies and Doug and Jackie and Chantel to listen to what we're saying and go be our voice, he said, I can be a doctor.
Right.
I can be an NBA player. I can do all those things because they've given us hope.
Right.
And those kids just, I mean, they were so happy. And we had one doctor from pediatrics, which is Children's Hospital, HIV-positive young kids. And she said she brought these kids there just to let them see that there are people that actually really care outside the hospital.
Yeah.
And you guys just, I mean, you just brought the house down. And when your daughter, her music, oh, my God, it's just like something like you see in some type of movie, you know?
Yes.
And it's
right.
just bringing, it's more like Christmas to the kids.
And what we
and I commend you guys. I don't mean to keep talking about this, but
no,
this is something
you.
That, you guys are doing that. I mean, it's just bringing. I'm just lost for words. But this is something that people really need to know. This is a side of you that people don't know that you actually do. They know you as your TV reality show. They know Doug is playing basketball, but they don't know the human side of you guys. That you bringing this HIV/AIDS awareness into the community, not in, only into the community, but worldwide. To let people take a stand and help one another. And it takes, like you said, it takes a village to raise a child. I say it takes the Christie to raise one child, not one, but two, three, four, five.
Thank you. Thank you definitely, Betty. And everybody, I just want to take a second to tell you to please call in and join us at 347-215-8305, or you can go in our chat room and send a message.
Yes. And I want to echo the fact that we want people to understand that HIV and AIDS, we want them to take a proactive stance and go out before it affects you or somebody close to you. And that is the way that we're really going to combat this disease and understand that if we go proactive before anything is happening, that's what's going to save the lives and save the people, and hopefully that people are listening and they really take this serious, because it's a disease that is affecting us in leaps and bounds.
And it's not going anywhere, honey. It's not. It's
no.
going to be there, and, you know, everybody got to, you know, if it's not in your face, it's easy to forget. But it's definitely there and very much alive and thriving, and it's taken the African-American community by storm.
Yes, it is, no question. Some of the statistics that Shani gave today, I think, is what really woke people up at the same time.
Because, most definitely.
We are looking at 250 youths an hour, and that is just, my goodness.
And I think a lot of it is based on education, not having education, that if you do not protect yourselves, and just because you can't see it and you look at certain people and they look healthy, it could be a normal-looking person and they could be HIV positive, and you won't know it until you go to get your test and they tell you that you are positive. So if you don't want to hear those words, and I'm sure none of us out there does, make sure to protect yourself. And that's kind of the message that our daughter is sending. That's definitely the message that she's sending and we'll be sending with her going forward. So we really appreciate your comments and your thoughts, Betty, and Chantel does too. I can say that for her.
Yeah, no question. Thank you, Betty. That it means so much, no question about it.
Most definitely. And we wanted to also have a chance to talk to you guys about some other areas. We will be doing shows just to kind of give you an idea of what we're going to be doing going up, going forward. And we want you to send your emails in. You can reach us at Doug and Jackie Christie on MySpace. That'd be the easiest way to tell you, because we have three different MySpaces. They're all authentic, so you can leave us a message there, or you can reach us at JackieChristie.com or DougChristie.com, or you can reach us right here on our Blog Talk show. You can email us a message and definitely give us some of your ideas on some topics you would like to hear covered or people you'd like to see us go out and get for our show. Maybe it's somebody that you've always wanted to watch an interview or hear an interview and you haven't saw them, or you're interested on their perspective from just a casual point of view. Definitely let us know, and we'll make the attempt to bring them on. We have some exciting guests coming on in the future, and we won't tell you what they are because we'd like to surprise you, but very interesting people. I can say one person will be Dr. Cornel West, who will be coming on, who's a book author that I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with, and that will be a phenomenal show. And my husband will get the honor to do most of the interviewing there because they relate and connect on a lot of different levels, especially as far as some of his insights and his writings that my husband follows profusely, so I'll let him talk to you guys on that.
No question. When Dr. West comes on, I'm sure that conversation is going to be magnetic, so that the people can really vibe with him and understand where he's coming from. But my wife is being modest because she's going to be in that conversation at the
yes,
same time
definitely.
Because we talked to him on the telephone, and actually I didn't get to talk to him. My wife did, and he sent a massive amount of respect not only to myself but to my wife and us as a couple. And I can't wait to get Dr. West on the line. So when we do, we'll be letting everybody know when that day will be coming. He is very busy, but when he
and
can.
He is in Africa right now doing some very, very conscious things himself. He's bringing awareness and touring and definitely promoting his books and his works, but just being him and speaking to the mass crowds that he speaks to. But he definitely contacted us and wants to come on, so we're very thrilled about that. And as far as sports players, we did get a couple of emails, people asking, are we going to have any other sports players on? They love my husband, but they'd love to know if he's ever going to get Mike Bibby on and rank on him and different people like that. And we definitely will be bringing on a lot of sports figures coming up in the future as well. So definitely tune in for that. And all our callers on the line, feel free to talk to us, jump in the conversation. We're here and just enjoying your company right now.
I think we got a caller in the background. Hello.
Yes, definitely. It's actually a whole line of them, so they're just listening. Yeah, they're just listening. But, you know, we have some music we would like to recommend in our hot tip section. And I'll let my husband start there, and he'll recommend maybe the three hottest rap CDs because he just loves music, and he's the, what is that word, impresario? I don't know how to use it, so I'm not going to try.
No question. I will actually go away from rap. I'm going to start with Capleton
okay.
on the
reggae
side of things.
Okay.
For those reggae fans out there who love reggae, please go out and get Capleton. You can get Prophecy, and you're going to hear more fire. And also, for those of you who maybe don't know about reggae, you go and you can get the Bob Marley Starter Kit, and that would be legend.
That's
you go
right.
and get that, and it'll get you going in the right direction, because Bob is a fantastic music artist who is still speaking volumes after he has passed on. So please check them all out, no question.
Can you tell me a little bit about Prophecy? I know Capleton, I know Bob Marley, but for our listeners out there and myself, what's Prophecy about?
Prophecy is one of his albums, but it's actually one that I love dearly. Also, Live in San Francisco is another album that I enjoy immensely. We have that on video at the same time, so you can get either of them. But Capleton, in my view, is a modern-day prophet. The man has volumes to say, and he's extremely, extremely into his music, so you can feel the passion and feel the fire, and that is something that always motivates me, when you can feel somebody's artwork and you know that they are really and truly into it, and he, by all means, is, no question.
Definitely. And my hot recommendations on romance would definitely be Kenny G, Silhouette. I love it, and my husband loves it. We've gotten married to it probably 6 times already. I would definitely say that my other one would be R. Kelly, and this might be a surprise to my husband, but 12 Play, that's a nice one.
That's a nice one. What about the new jazz artist, Philip Doc Martin?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear
that, but you told me about it.
Yes, go check him out. You can check out Philip Doc Martin. He's new on the scene, but he is in the School of Dentistry, but he also plays the sax, and he plays the sax like nobody else. The man can seriously play, so check him out also. But my wife knows that Kenny G is definitely one of my favorites. It's something that we've played probably at almost all of our weddings, wouldn't you say?
I would say that, and I say definitely the Isley Brothers. That's another, that's an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah.
What would you say about that, honey?
No question.
We kind of made our daughter Chantel
listen
to Isley Brothers. No, I'm just kidding. But wow. Between the Sheets is definitely a beautiful song. So in the romance category, we would recommend Kenny G, R. Kelly, and the Isley Brothers.
Yeah.
And then let's jump over to R&B, and you know who leads that category.
Who's that?
Alicia Keys, Alicia. Everything Gonna Be All Right.
Okay, I can dig Alicia Keys. I would have to say, if you want to go old school, for all of you out there who, I know everybody talks about it, but you got to go back and check it. Go check out some Michael Jackson Thriller, Off the Wall. Check him out, because you're hearing all the riffs
right.
and all the different things. And then, of course, last but not least, go get the box set of James Brown, because that's what puts everybody on,
James Brown.
Hear every loop in the world and any rap music that you listen to. And please check out The Godfather of Soul, no question.
Oh, you got to. But we cannot leave out rap. Now, you know I love it. Our son loves it. We got to find out. And, in fact, we're going to give them even much more love, because we're going to give 5 recommendations to them. And I'm going to start with 50 Cent.
Okay.
Not It's My Birthday, and not Shopping, Window Shopper. Those I love. But the one, you know the one that I absolutely love is Candy. What was it? You know, I play it constantly on my iPod. The Candy Shop. The Candy Shop. That's it, the Candy Shop. 50 Cent. Either way, anything 50 got, I definitely love. So I give him, and then I'll let my husband name the other 4.
Well, I would have to say that always Tupac Shakur is at the top of the list. I love the man, love his passion. Yeah, very skilled artist. We always going to put in A Tribe Called Quest. For those of the younger crowd who don't know, go check out A Tribe Called Quest. We got Nazir.
What they sing? Tribe Called Quest. What they sing?
Any beats, rhymes?
Yeah, what's like one of their main?
I can't think of a song, but anything.
Anything they
Quest,
make is the one,
you
huh?
You can go check it out.
Okay.
Nas, and I would say at the top of the list for me right now will be Talib Kweli, and you can go check out Eardrum. That is his new album, and it is off the hook. It's going to bang your eardrum, that's for sure.
Fantastic. Well, can you give me one that Tupac has?
What do you want, Tupac?
Sheila Has a Baby.
The World.
Yeah.
Soldiers.
told you.
You want Brenda's Got a Baby.
Brenda's Got a Baby.
Those are all from this first album. But anything that he did, you got to go check out the library, because to appreciate anything, you kind of got to appreciate it all, I think. That's what I say.
Definitely. Let's give him one from Talib Kweli, because you and Tyrone, who, by the way, if you guys don't know him yet, you're going to definitely hear this personality. He's my husband's best friend, and he's always with us. He's actually down here with us and our daughter in D.C. hanging out right now. He's just like a family member, but they love Talib Kweli. So.
You know who else? You check out Mos Def.
Okay.
You check out that Black Magic. That was a serious album. He is definitely. They run together, but I tell you that if you like some conscious rap at the same time that's going to say something and have some banging beats at the same time, both of those guys are really going to handle something. And together they're called Black Star, so you can check that out. Too.
Black Star. And then we on the countryside, I definitely love Faith Hill. I definitely love Kelly Clarkson. Faith Hill, I just really just think that she didn't really get a lot of recognition as she should have this year in country music, but she's off the chain. So anybody that loves country music, you got to get Faith Hill's new CD. She's a fabulous girl, got a lot to say, and it made me really love country music. So I just thought we would share that with you as well. And coming down to about 8 minutes left of our show, anybody that want to jump in this conversation or ask us any questions or just talk and tell us your thoughts on issues or great things that's going on in your life, definitely tell us. And I see the callers on the line, and we're open to you.
No question. I enjoyed the show again. This has been fabulous for us to be able to spend time with you guys, and on top of that, address some topics, touch some things, let you kind of know where our minds at, some of the things that we're reading, listening to. Hopefully you guys can email us and spread some of your knowledge with us on things that, like my wife said, we might not have touched on or that you want to hear, because your comments and concerns are definitely something that we want to talk about at the same time. And for those of you who might not agree with us, we want to hear that too, because it's all love.
That's right. And then finally, coming towards Christmas, we want to let you know that the show right before Christmas, so you have to tune in the whole month of December or look on your calendars that Saturday, the one right before Christmas, we will be having a Christmas party on our show. And the callers that call in, there'll be contests, there'll be all kinds of exciting things. But it also will be tied to our charity. We're not asking you to donate anything. We'll definitely be talking a lot about the different organizations that we plan to help on the holidays that we try to do every year. And it might just be a phone call or a hug or a jacket or food or whatever it is. But we want to tell you that, yeah, you guys will win prizes. Some of these people are homeless and poor and don't have a way to call in, but they'll still benefit as well. So we just wanted to share that with you, that the Saturday before Christmas, know that it will be the Christie Party online. And we will definitely catch you guys next Saturday. We enjoyed it. We'll cut it a little short. We got a flight to catch in the morning back home to Washington. This Washington, D.C., though, has been a blast. It's been great. Our daughter's happy. We touched some lives. They touched our lives. And that's the way you want it to be anytime. So I'd like to say goodnight, and I'll let my husband say his closing.
Hey, we'll see you guys in 1 week exactly, same time, same channel. Thank you for coming in, staying tuned, and hope you enjoyed it again. Thank you.
Thank you very much.